Right, okay, welcome everyone to Hackney Museum and our event for LGBT History Month, which is a collaboration with my project Resilient and Resisting. The title of the event is Fighting for Space, Love and Loss. And welcome to everyone who's joining us on the live stream, because yeah, it just means that everyone who can't get out of the house, who can't afford transport, who isn't well, who's somewhere else, can actually join the event as well. And this event is about people who often don't get space to speak, who are living with stigma, and it's about the role that we play in making social change happen, because we have to, because we don't actually have a choice. We have to make space for ourselves to live, but that's also a contribution that everyone else benefits from. And the project is funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund and also supported by our COLA participation. And thanks to Hackney Museum for having us here. And I keep hitting the microphone, which obviously the technical person later is going to come and be like, Jet, do you realise what you did to the sound recording? So yeah, what I want to do is give an introduction, because we've got a lot of guest objects in the museum, not only readings from the stories that are part of Resilient and Resisting, but people brought things in, and I want to say a bit about that. So DIY history, if everyone's got a copy of the zine. As part of the event Resilient and Resisting, I put a call out for people to contribute objects to be installed alongside the existing display at Hackney Museum, a micro exhibition for the duration of Fighting for Space.
What page is it on?
I'm sorry, it's on page 14.
Oh.
A micro exhibition for the duration of Fighting for Space, and the call read, "Come and celebrate queer action, past and present, by taking up space in the Hackney Museum. What is and isn't allowed to be on display? What objects would you contribute and caption to tell a story of Hackney queerness?" So this is a project about stigma and social change. And as part of it, we've had a lot of conversations about rules, respectability, and access, and how there are structures of exclusion, even around the idea of who the general public is. And so when I asked people who are members of the general public if they would like to contribute an object to the exhibition, the most common question that people asked was, what counts as an object? And then very closely followed by saying, well, I don't know if what I have counts as history. And one of the goals of this project has been to place our contemporary stories, our heritage, in relation to archived historical material. So to make that process of regarding our stories as history more easy to relate to. So among the museum's collection tonight are several items contributed for the duration of the event. And they're items that tell tales of Hackney queerness and fighting for space. They include a giant uterus costume, thanks to Jason Barker of Transfabulous Transgender Festival of the Arts, and who's also made a film called A Deal with the Universe about his journey of having a child. And from the East London Strippers Collective, we have a film and flyers from the collective's demonstrations, costume items and photos from demonstrations that took place outside Hackney Town Hall, probably about 10 years ago, and they were protesting the ban on strip club licensing in the borough and the loss of their workplaces. In its own glass case among the exhibition is the magical ASS Advisory Service for Squatters crowbar. And the list of the crowbar's attributes has among it the power to make padlocks turn to dust and bailiffs and cops to call in sick. So these are just a few of the objects on display. I hope that after the readings, you enjoy looking around and discovering what other objects we have. And we've also got things from the Project Loved, something from Project Indigo, from the Core Arts Men's BGTQ group, from WANK, the Women's Anarchist Nuisance Cafe, from Roz Caverney, Lindsay Rivers, from Billy, from Greg, and there might be others, but that's what I wrote down. Now, the readings in total, I think, are about 30 minutes, so it's five very short readings. We've got Tink, Colin, Lexi, Joe, and Romana, and we're just going to do a handover with the microphone each time so that the people on the live stream can have a good sound quality, and off we go.